The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
So in unnecessary news, the Oscars this year are going to have a host. They haven't had one since 2018.
That's right.
So I think they should have Larry David do it.
Yeah, he'd be great, but he'd be...
Talk about disinterested.
Right? He wouldn't care. It would be beautiful.
He would not care.
Is anybody watching that anymore?
My dad.
No, people do watch it. A lot of people watch that show.
Yeah, but I don't think as many as...
No, it's never. That's like anything
The numbers
like that.
Keep going down year after year.
Well, last year's show was an all-time low.
Yeah. When they got rid of a host, they're worried about people upsetting somebody. You need a host for that show.
I just think they do too many categories I just don't care about.
Well, that's where Nick's dad comes in.
You know?
That, among women and gay men and people in the industry, they love that show because they know everything. I shouldn't say only gay men. Straight men watch it too.
I remember before my dad came out of the closet, we'd like have Oscar parties at our house.
that should have been. That was more of one than a jean jacket. Yeah.
But they should have an hour-long show.
My sisters get together and they watch that show.
We know.
That gives you best actor, best actress, blah, blah. Yeah.
See, I thought the Emmys...
relegate all the other stuff to another channel.
The Emmys did it right this year. They did just the big categories, and they banged... I mean, the award.
By the way, the Golden Globes were last week, and they didn't broadcast them because of diversity issues inside the Golden Globe organization. That went under the radar. Golden Globes happened. Nobody broadcast it.
Well,
they didn't broadcast it because of diversity issues inside the voting ranks. Or
right.
Something like that. Yeah.
They hoped to get it back on.
Yeah.
They gave away the awards.
Was it a party?
They had a gathering. Of a few people.
Oh, wasn't the whole. Because why would they? They're going to show them unless they're on TV.
Maybe less than 60 people.
Oh, okay, got it.
Or less than 100, maybe about 60. I could easily be wrong about that, but it seems like I read something like that.
Somebody mentioned Steve Martin and Martin Short should do it together, the Oscars.
Yes.
Yep.
That would be worthwhile.
Oh, yeah, right. That's a no-brainer.
Right.
Of course they should.
That was Judd Apatow tweeted that out.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
When are the Oscars?
March.
February?
Yes.
Generally they're in
Thursday.
February.
Thursday? Yeah.
I don't know.
They're going to have to write some stuff quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Golden Globes were just this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm looking here at a whole list of it. I had no idea.
I saw it.
No idea.
It wasn't broadcast.
We almost mentioned it.
But it wasn't broadcast, right?
But, just for our own edification, so we go, maybe I'll look into that because they think it's good. But, I skipped over it.
I didn't even look at it either.
Yeah, most of the ones that won, I haven't seen the movie.
Well, how about the TV shows? They do all the Golden Globes are everything, TV and all kinds of stuff.
I'm still scrolling.
Yeah, they run the gamut, don't they?
Oh, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Best television series drama, Succession. Saw that.
That's amazing.
Comedy Hacks. Saw that. Yeah, Kate Winslet won for Mayor of Easttown. I haven't
watched. Okay, yeah.
And Michael Keaton for Dope Sick.
Yeah, that's.
I've heard that's good.
It looks depressing as hell.
Yeah, it just looks heavy.
Come on. Well, of course it is. It's about opioids in West Virginia. I mean, that's sad.
Yeah, the Jeremy Strong from Succession won for Best Actor.
He's amazing.
And Jean Smart again. She's
I haven't seen that. I heard Hacks is good.
It really is. It's a great show.
Yeah.
She's really good.
Yeah.
Is that done? Succession?
It's done for this season.
I'm in 1883.
There's more. More to come.
1883 is my jam right now. That thing is amazing.
How many episodes into 1883?
I've watched four. There's four.
Okay. There's four.
I've seen four.
So there's one on the streaming service now.
There's two. All of them are on the streaming service.
Okay, because Paramount gave you, I think, two.
There's two more on streaming.
I'll have to check it out. Spend another $9.99.
See, that's what I'm...
And watch that.
1883
I'm hold
is good.
Out on Paramount Plus.
Never watch it again.
1883, Mayor of Kingstown, and I watched that Chiklis show, Coyote, that we talked to about a year or so ago, and I liked all of them.
That was on CBS's streaming service?
Yeah, but that all got folded into Paramount.
Okay.
It's all same parent company.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I've been turning on Deadwood on HBO Max and falling asleep to it. It's nice. It's very soothing. Western,
yeah. I like that show, but there was not a laugh in that show.
No.
No, there's no laughs in 1883 either, man.
Comic relief.
1883 is brutal.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
And I don't mind missing what happens on Deadwood because half the time they're using all these like figures of speech that I have no idea what they mean. So I really don't know what's happening in the show anyway. I mean, it's not the like below deck. We're like, they're on a boat.
Faith Hill and Tug McGraw's kid in 1883. What's her name? Because she's, if I'm her age, she's the gorgeous and sexy. Please tell me she's 19 and she's
Isabel May.
And please check out Mr. Skin on that bear.
She is 21.
All right. She is so cute, isn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Is she naked anywhere?
I haven't looked. Hold on.
Do that.
It's got to be relieved she's 21.
If she's walking down the street with socks on cold, but I'm picking her up.
She's way too hot for the prairie. I mean, she would be.
Oh, I know that. Well, she was pretty, you know.
Yeah.
After
you're 4 episodes in, you're on the trail to Oregon. She wouldn't look that hot.
Because they have Faith Hill pretty. They have heard.
Was she the one that the guy asked her to take her hat off to see if he was too pretty for
and
her?
She's too pretty for condoms. Exactly. That's what he said. You're too pretty for condoms. What's a condom?
Do they have good teeth on that 1883?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
That's what throws me off with that Deadwood. Yeah. People just have like a perfect grill. I'm like, that
you know what,
happen.
Okay, here's the deal with that. Remember the show that the showrunner for
The Bastard Executioner, show that was after Sons of Anarchy.
Right.
Okay.
It took place in the medieval times and everybody had medieval rotten teeth. And Puss and I talked about this. I couldn't watch it.
It threw me off. I couldn't pay attention to the dialogue because I just kept looking at their nasty-ass teeth.
I didn't say they have to be nasty, but they need to be just like, perfectly straight.
You're right.
Pearly white.
The cowboy she's falling in love with in this in 1883, he's like just a trail-riding cowboy, and his teeth are perfect. But what are you going to do? I get that they wouldn't look like that on the prairie in 1883, but you're not going to just rotten up these people's teeth. You can do it with makeup and stuff like that, but then it's just there's an attractiveness that we're so used to now.
Yeah,
you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wouldn't work for TV.
No. The Bastard Executioner was pushes right, even though it died for other reasons because it was a really hard ass show. We all gave it a shot. It was just too nasty. Their face, their teeth were too nasty.
Every episode. That's all I could focus on. I was like, that is so gross.
And even when a pretty girl, what would have been a pretty girl in the medieval times, walks up and all of a sudden she starts talking, you go,
Yeah. I mean, it was step back ugly. Every one of them.
But you're right, though. Step back ugly.
What was the show? The Outsiders? This community that lived outside a little town in Kentucky.
Oh, they're all gorgeous.
Lived off their grid, but they were all well-coiffed, and their teeth were perfect.
Yeah,
that's how it is when you're off the grid.
There were still yoga classes on the top of the mountain for all the people to stay thin and fit.
Yep.
Well, they were thinner on the prairie because there wasn't any food, so that's a given there.
But I mean, she is just...
Is she nude anywhere?
No.
Damn it!
No.
Get naked. All right. You're 21, for Christ's sake.
It's about time.
About time.